and just plain right. Mr. 770 AM, 925 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, right side radio, solid conservative and just plain right, like that dude just said, here on a Thursday, February 24th, 2:08 p.m. Copper is running the board. Hey, Mr. Copper, how you doing today?
Doing well, but worried about the news.
The news is full of stuff. I'm saying it's definitely a news day. It ain't all good news, but yeah, we're gonna cover down all of that, Copper. We are. Tell you what, we'll get the triple dipper sound effect ready. And she is talking about the fact that there is major news. If you haven't already heard, it's only because you have not turned on the news. Because it's the only thing playing on the news right now is that we are in a full scale war right now. I say we. There's a full scale war ongoing right now in Ukraine. It's no longer an invasion to take the eastern region, Donbass region. It is now a full scale war with Russian armies marching across Ukraine in full on a 3-pronged axis. We'll cover down on that in the triple dipper and in my monologue too. I got some things to talk about there. Listen, at 3:30 today we got the Grand Council. Usually do it at 4, but we had to accommodate some scheduling. So 3:30 today, Jeff Ford, Dale Jackson, myself. Every Thursday we do this, the Grand Council, where we ping each other with questions and see how we do. So that's at 3:30. Be standing by for that. 4 p.m., Congressman Barry Moore, one of the more conservative members of Congress, a member of our U.S. delegation here from Alabama, a friend of mine from days in the state legislature. Congressman Barry Moore is coming on at 4 o'clock to talk about life in D.C., and he sits on the Veterans Affairs Committee, so I'm interested to hear his perspective on what he sees right now from the Biden administration in response to the war in Ukraine. Copper, Triple Dipper, go ahead and hit it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you gotta know.
That's right, Triple Dipper, three stories you gotta know, three themes, if you will, that we are running on today. Number one, troops in contact. And that's a phrase you never want to hear when you're in the military and you're downrange. Troops in contact, but that's where they are right now in Ukraine. So I have to title the whole first part of this Triple Dipper, troops in contact. And we're gonna be talking about the war in Ukraine, talking about what does it mean, how does it impact us, what are we seeing, and what are we expecting, and is there anything good coming out of the Biden administration to deal with it? Troops in contact, that's number one. Number two, if we can get to it, fighting for our kids. That's what I'm gonna go down with next. Fighting for our kids. I mean, there are things happening right now in our state legislature and other state legislatures, with parents gathering at school board meetings and other places, not just in terms of education, but in terms of social ill, social justice, transgender therapies on minors, all these things. Fighting for our kids. That's number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, I'm going back to it because I have yet to get to it in the last few days. Blow by blow in the culture war. So that's what we're going to do. And if we don't get to it today, which we might not, we'll do it tomorrow. Blow by blow in the culture war. Number three on the Triple Dipper. But listen, there is some news. Copper just alluded to it. It's a heavy news day. I got up this morning expecting it, and there it was. There is a full-scale war going on right now in Ukraine. Eastern Europe is definitely a very tense place in the world right now, but it has a tendency to bring its tension to other places in the world. And listen, I know this audience. The very fact that you listen to this show is a clear indication that you pay attention to local, state, national, international events more than most. So having said that, I am fully aware that all you right-side Ruffians woke up this morning, you likely turned to some form of news soon after you got your first cup of coffee. And when you did, you found out the situation in Ukraine is no longer a what-if. We've moved into a full-blown war in Eastern Europe. We've gone from what-if to what now. It's amazing, though, how many people are not clued into this series of events, though. I mean, there are those right now who know a little, there's those who know of an idea, and there's those who know nothing at all. I was talking with someone just the day before yesterday. Something was said in the conversation about Putin, and they asked me if I thought he was going to send troops to Ukraine. I responded, well, he already has. But today is different. It was an invasion on Monday. It's an all-out war today. Reports are coming in that Russian forces have launched a 3-pronged attack with tens of thousands of ground forces that were preceded by hundreds of cruise missile strikes, airstrikes, and attack helicopter runs. There have been a number of reports that the Ukrainian forces, who are vastly outnumbered and outgunned, have nonetheless been fighting back and have not allowed a Russian invasion on their sovereign soil to go down without some Russian blood being shed in the process. Even still, it appears from war zone reporting that Russian forces have been able to steadily advance across Ukraine, taking out key command and control nodes, destroying Ukrainian military bases. Just this morning, Russian forces apparently seized control of a major Ukrainian airbase, which will give them the ability to establish a full airhead and to bring in additional troops and material. Cyber attacks have been ongoing in Ukraine for several days, disrupting Ukrainian banking, communications, and government offices. Russian forces, according to Trey Yinks from Fox News, are said to be within 1 hour's distance from Ukraine's capital city of Kiev. Does it stop there? One can only hope. Very sobering dialogue, though, has been offered up lately. Just before I went on the air, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg was on in an interview, I say really about an hour ago, just prior to me coming on the air, he said in an interview that we need to be fully cognizant that, in his opinion, Putin appears to be somewhat unhinged, and that we should know that he has openly threatened the United States, NATO, and our allies around the world, that, in his words, in Putin's words, if we intervene, we will suffer consequences unlike any that we've ever experienced. That's tough talk, I mean, it could be posturing, but General Kellogg believes that that was a couch threat that he would be willing to use tactical nuclear weapons. Not the nation-killing kind, like from the movies, but certainly the kind that can destroy whole installations and units and infrastructure. Others say we should be braced for the potential cyber attacks on key nodes here in the United States. I mean, think about it. If all cell phones or banking or government functions or GPS capabilities suddenly go down, then our modern society goes dark. And that's where we are right now. So, that's where we are, but we don't yet have an unequivocal means of standing up to it, it seems. So where do we go from here? Well, first and foremost, let me just lay out some things that I believe have to be done. For what it's worth, I'll just go ahead and just be that guy who thinks he knows something. But I'll just tell you, in my study, here are the things I think have to be happening, both nationally and here at home. First and foremost, I want to reiterate that despite my personal background as a warfighter, I do not want to see U.S. troops on Ukrainian soil. But I do believe, I do, that we have to put up a barrier to further Russian expansion. Putin went so far as to say in recent months that not only did he question the validity of Ukraine's statehood, but that he also questioned certain sections of Poland. Poland is a NATO ally. That cannot be allowed to happen. We should immediately take steps to bolster our NATO defenses with more than just light infantry and minimal armor. That's one. Sanctions. I agree with sanctions, but they cannot be escalating. Just today, right before I went on the air, President Biden gave a speech and said that some sanctions have been introduced that he believes are going to be severe, and we're going to wait a month or so and see how it goes. That is not the way to handle this. They need to drop the hammer now. He's already threatening us, Putin is. He's already committed acts of war on an ally, Ukraine. He's already hostile. Drop the hammer in such a way that he cannot do business. Cut him out of the SWIFT banking systems. I'll talk about that more later. So that he cannot move money and conduct international trade. Don't play. Do it and do it hard. Or cyber attacks. We should be able to and be willing to go ahead and conduct cyber attacks on Russian infrastructure. That needs to be on the table right now. We should go ahead and turn the lights out in key locations around Russia so the populace there knows that they can be touched. I mean, already there's protests in Russia as members of the populace don't agree with Putin. They don't want their sons and daughters dying any more than we do. So let's make sure they know we can reach them and turn the tide of popular opinion, hopefully, against Putin on the home front. I'll go further. The Biden administration needs to immediately rescind the executive orders that have curtailed our own domestic energy production. As one of the steps in fighting back against Putin, we have to be able to look at how we can handle things at home. We need to allow the oil and gas industry to fully rekindle. It won't happen overnight, so all the more reason to do it now. Get us away from any dependency on Russian oil or imports of any type. We should control our own energy destiny, and we should be the ones dictating world commodity prices. That's important, and it must happen now because currently we are importing millions of barrels of Russian oil every day. And then, what about here at home? What can we do as individuals? And I'm talking direct to you. What can we do as a state? Well, number one, let me just say this. Believe it or not, there's many members of our U.S. society who are naturalized citizens from Ukraine. We have one congresswoman herself who's a naturalized citizen, still speaks with a heavy accent. Ask them how they're doing. Tell them. Tell them that you care, you ask what they need, and listen, I know several people myself in this boat, and we've already been communicating with them, Charlene and I have. Here's something else. Prices are going up. Understand that and be aware. You need to have a plan. If the lights go out, the banks are disrupted, what will you do? Have a plan now and talk with your friends and loved ones about what to do if things get weird. And what about those prices at the pump? Well, let me just suggest this to you. Keep in mind that 10 cents of the cost of each gallon was enacted by a recent vote of the state legislature. It's a tax. Call your House and Senate members and ask them to suspend gas taxes in Alabama for a period of time to help bring some relief. They can knock it down 10 cents on the gallon right now if they want to do so. They can do that. And I hear that one state senator is already having a bill drawn up, but it will be resisted. So you need to tell your folks, your elected officials, that as world events are underway that affect the price of goods here at home, they should be seeking out any and all means to reduce that impact here. They can do it, but they'll have to hear from us. In the end, folks, this is the time to watch. It's the time to keep a cool head. It's the time not to panic or make runs on the bank or whatever else. It is the time to plan, though. It's the time to harden our own defenses, both nationally and at home. It's the time to pray for peace and prepare for war. I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm really not. But this is real. And one misstep, one miscalculation, just one snap of the finger away from reality. That's where we are. But there are things that we should be doing for such a time as this. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, that was rather heavy, and I know it. But it's a heavy news day. I want to sugarcoat it. I mean, I recognize too that we still have to count the good. And Charlene reminds me at times there are moments like in Scripture where it says that we should step back from the crisis and encourage ourselves in the Lord. Remind ourselves that He is still on His throne. And that while things may be weird or dicey, or there might be peril in other places that still has an ability to inflict itself upon us, that we serve a sovereign God. And so I want to encourage you with that as well. All right, folks, Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.